Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for joining us at We Got Trouble, where I got trouble, you got trouble, we all got trouble. In each episode of We Got Trouble, our time together is divided into two scenes. In the first scene, we focus on a trouble area and suggest an option for handling that trouble or maybe even a strategy for eliminating the trouble. In the second scene, we share a musical break during which you can relax and consider the trouble from scene one and ponder how the suggested intervention may or may not work for you or someone about whom you are concerned. The episodes are short and provide just the opportunity you need to ponder about a trouble area and then to sit back and relax while you consider how to best handle the trouble area. We hope you choose to join us for each episode of We Got Trouble. We all got trouble, and taking a few minutes to think together about ways to get past our troubles is a good use of a few minutes now and then. Please give this episode a try. We hope it motivates you to be with us for the next episode. To be sure you don't miss it, please subscribe to We Got Trouble. You can find out how on wegottrouble.com or by clicking the subscribe button on your podcast player. Be well, do well, and may your troubles be no larger than your willingness to take them on directly and successfully.
Do you have trouble or know someone who does? Is it the stuck kind of trouble? That's when nothing is going right, when success is lurking out there, just out of range. Simon knows about that kind of trouble, and is here to help you with a strategy to move on, to say yes to your success.
Simon says, success is never absolute. Your success is a function of the people who have helped you succeed and, in turn, of the people you help succeed. It works like this. Successful people have developed services lines you link into to expand and enrich your internal resources. Call those opportunities you link to input I. You in turn mix the input with your internal resources to develop your services line. Call the throughput T. Your services line, in turn, is success input for others. Call that output O. Think of the input as the raw materials for your success business. The throughput is what you add to the value of the input. If the input plus the throughput does not exceed the value of the input, then you are not adding any value. For example, if you spend your life doing only what you learned how to do in school, you are not adding any value. You are simply taking the input and using it, as is. If you do most everything exactly the same way you did it last year, you are not adding any value. If you are only teaching your children the same things you were taught, you are not adding any value. Here is the success equation, the formula letting you know whether you are succeeding. Success. OIT. Your success is relative to the opportunities you have had and to how much you have added to those opportunities. Consider these three people and ask yourself who is the most successful, using the success equation. A young woman drops out of school to care for her disabled father. By the time she is 20 years old, she has two children in the continuing responsibility for her father. She attends classes at the community college and gets a secretarial job. She now cares for her father, is taking care of her children, does work with her church, and spends most days counting her pennies and feeling exhausted. A young woman from a working-class family finishes college, using scholarships and part-time work to finance her education. After college, she works as a social worker and pursues her interest in becoming a writer. Although she has not had a book published yet, she works on it daily. For now, she is still living with her parents to save money and focuses her energy on women's issues through her writing. A third young woman from a well-to-do family graduates from a prestigious law school and is developing a good practice with a large law firm. Her plan is to make as much money as she can so she can continue living the good life and financially support and help with programs for abused children. Apply the success equation to each woman. Who is the most successful? Who has added the most value to the opportunities she has had? Success is not a matter of where you are or how much you have. It is a matter of how far you have come and how far you plan to go, how much your output exceeds the value of the input. The extent of your success is only limited by how much you will add to the opportunities available to you, how much your success business adds to the success of other people. As you evaluate the balance sheet for your success business, keep in mind no one is interested in what you cannot or will not do for them. They are interested only in what you will do to add to their success. Your success business must add to its raw materials in ways increasing the value of the output for other people. It is not a matter of what you think is important. What actually makes a positive difference for other people is the only valid measure of your success. So find ways to tell people yes, ways to increase their success. This is the touch point, the place where you succeed together.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.